It's Kevin Seidenstricker with American Media. We're doing a four-part series this month in March, Women's History Month. Every Friday, we are airing an interview of a power woman here in the Joplin area, someone who's been influenced by a woman in the history books or in her own life itself. And we want to get that message out to empowering women and celebrate women this month. Today, we have Kavanaugh Studevant with us. She's the executive director of the Carl Junction Area Chamber of Commerce. So, Kavanaugh, I'd like for you to have the opportunity to talk about where you were born, where you grew up, and the environment in which you grew up as a young woman.
Yeah, absolutely. My story. I am a born and raised Carthaginian. I'm from Carthage, Missouri. My entire family is from there, grew up there, graduated high school there. That is where my roots are, is in Carthage.
Okay. And was there something either in the public school system there? Were you a church-going family? Or what were some of the things in your environment growing up that you think might have shaped you into the responsible, mature, fun-loving person that you are?
Yeah, I was very active from grade school all the way through high school. And by active, I was active in the community. I acted at Stone's Throw Theater.
Nice.
I won a Sally there. They do their Sally Award. So I was very active on stage and behind the scenes. So I met a lot of people and getting involved in that community. And then through school, you know, different school groups and clubs. I was on the stage. I was a theater girl and I ran track. And so I was at a very young age, it was really instilled in me to get involved and meet people. And I really think that's what shaped me into a people person. And it wasn't just being, you know, comfortable acting on stage. It was that I was really pushed towards that. And that's how you make friends and you develop relationships and you get to know your community. And so that, most importantly, part of my upbringing is really, I think, what shaped who I am today.
Now, when you use the words, I was pushed towards that, that was something inside of you that pushed you towards that? Was that a parental guidance thing or what?
I think it was both.
Okay.
My mom really, really pushed me. She was also very active, born and raised in Carthage as well and graduated there. And so she made it a point that you just try. Mm-hmm. You know, you just try something. I did competitive dance, you know, and I did tumbling. I tried softball. And so growing up, you know, it was, this is what we're going to do. You're going to get out of your comfort zone. Maybe you're not comfortable with that. Maybe you know nothing about playing softball, but you're going to do that. And so my mom really pushed me to doing that. My grandmother really pushed me towards just try it. And if you don't like it, that's okay. And then you find out as you grow up things that you're interested in, and not interested in. So I think it was a, that. And then inside of me, that sort of fire grew. Mm-hmm. And so now I am, you know, the woman that I've become in my adulthood that, you know, I have the philosophy, try it once. If you don't like it, okay, then you move on. If you do like it, keep doing it.
And I love that. I think there are so many young women out there with a fire in their belly, with a drive, a vision, but fear holds them back. And it sounds like your mother instilled in you that, and kind of walk me through this. I'm going to put some words in your mouth and then you correct me if you need to. She instilled in you, acknowledge your fear. It's okay to be afraid. But once you acknowledge that, push through it and move on. Is that kind of how that worked?
That is exactly how it worked.
Good.
That really is absolutely how it worked, is we all have fears. You know, as a young woman, when I was little, you know, even now, I still have fears of I want to do this and this would be a great idea. But where do I start? And that can hold you back. And so her pushing me, my mom and my grandmother constantly, like, you got to get over that. Just do it and then commit to it. That's the other thing, too, is that when you do something, and I, this is how I am, when I do something, I'm 150% in.
Right.
And, you know, again, we all fail. We failed. Okay, great. And we learn from it. We pick ourselves back up, just like I was taught, and you move on.
And that's the other thing I like about what you learned from your mother is, try something. If it doesn't work, move on. I think it's so cool that you work with Stone's Throw Theater. I've worked with the Cherokee County Arts Association Theater and JLT. And working with youth, young boys and girls, whether they're in public, you know, grade school or young adults in high school, one of the first things I felt, sensed from them, is a mostly self-imposed pressure to do more, do better, be better. And I got the sense that they look around and they look at their friends and they think, oh, they've got it all together. Mm-hmm. They've got it all figured out. I'm behind. Yep. I don't know what I'm going to do. And I've tried to tell them, they don't have it figured out any better than you do. And don't put so much pressure on yourself that you have to pick one thing and you must do that and be great at it.
Exactly.
I've told them kind of what you learned as a young woman is if it doesn't work, try something else. That's okay. Choose a path, 150 in. Mm-hmm. I love it. And then make that choice. If it doesn't fit,
then
change
on.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to care or judge you for it.
You find out within yourself things that you like and things that you don't like. I mean, there were things that, I found out I really enjoyed. And then is where I want to get better. But there was that passion. Mm-hmm. You know, you also have to think of maybe things you don't know until you try. It's like trying foods. You don't know you like it until you try it.
That's right.
And if you don't like something, then obviously the passion's not there. And that's why you're going to move on. You're not going to try to force yourself to be perfect at something that you don't have no drive or even want to do.
Right.
Focus that energy on stuff that you want to do, but you have to try everything first.
As part of your successes that you've achieved so far, what portion did post-high school education play in that?
Yes. Great question. I post-high school went away to college. Also, side story, I went to an all-girls college.
Okay.
I graduated from Stevens College in Columbia, Missouri, which is one of the very few left all-women's colleges in the nation.
Okay.
And that was a huge eye-opener because there were women. It's an all-women's college. And in college, you're trying to find yourself. And I was a theater major. And so, again, put my passion into it. But I learned so much and honestly so much from the women that I was surrounded with that were at the top of their career.
Oh, sure.
Or, I mean, there are professors that I think of that were so impactful for me that I looked up to, not just in the theater program, but, in global ethics and things that I had no idea about. Again,
sure.
Trying something else, you have to get your credit. But it was a really interesting and great experience. Going to an all women's college really honestly shaped who I am and I became more independent. I've always been independent, but I even more so. Moving away for 4 hours away from home, not being surrounded by my mom and my grandma specifically, because that was my household, and having to figure it out on my own.
Yeah.
You have those people in your life that push you at a young age, and then you leave the nest, and then you've got to push yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then, on top of it, I was surrounded by all these amazing women that we all supported and pushed each other. And then launched me into, where I'm at now.
And I know, I can imagine that a lot of your fellow students, you're all pushing each other like you're talking about. But then as we are focusing on Women's History Month and you speak of these professors, these female professors who were there guiding you and pushing you as well and how they were so impactful on your life, can you put your finger on one or two things that they did or said that had that impact on you?
Yeah. One person in particular, her name is Lambie Hedge, and I believe that she is retired now. And she was in the theater department. And the first class that we ever did, she made us memorize this insane Shakespeare sonnet. We had 24 hours. We all failed miserably.
Yeah.
Miserably. And she went up there and, you think that she's going to be mad. You didn't do the assignments. The teacher's they're going to be disappointed in me. It's my first day of college and I just messed up. How am I going to memorize things? I'm going to be an actress. What am I going to do? And she went up there and she explained that she did it for a reason. She knew we would fail.
Yeah.
Because we were overthinking it. We wanted to show off. It was our first day. We wanted to be perfect. And she was the professor. I mean, she was a god. She still is a god. But she did it on purpose. And she knew because we'd have to get on that stage with one spotlight, 300 people looking at us.
Wow.
And you have to face your fears and you're going to fail. And she's not looking for perfection. And, you know, I think one thing that we have to keep in mind in our world is the people that you're surrounded with aren't looking for perfection. And we think that they want perfection.
Sure.
But they're not.
Really?
And, you know, they just want to see you for you. And that was the lesson. And then we never had to do the Shakespeare sonnet again.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sure, that was a relief.
It was such a relief. But it was an important lesson on, you know, a life lesson that I've taken with me on my first day of college.
Wow. And that's a great segue. Thanks for putting it that way, because the thing I wanted to ask you about next is, in your years growing up and through public school and college and with the women who were important in your life growing up, what was it you learned in all of that that's guided your personal ethics as a woman?
There's a lot. And
what's just the first thing that comes to your mind?
The first thing that comes to mind is be nice.
Okay.
It's as simple as that.
That's a great principle.
Yeah. Everyone taught it. College. You know, I think of elementary school teachers, my principal at Mark Twain, Mrs. Rosenthal in Carthage, to my mom and my grandma, is be nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't know what everyone's going through. They don't know what you're going through. And you just need to, you know, be nice and be mm-hmm. open to experiences and to people. You know, that's what I do for a living now, is I talk to people and I develop relationships and I connect relationships. And, you know, you just have to be nice and be open and listen. And, you know, bare minimum is be nice and be respectful.
There we go. I love that. Especially
really,
the respectful part.
It is. That really is. And if you can do that, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how crazy my day has been or the meetings that I've been involved with or I'm tired, is I know I can go home at the end of the day and say to myself, I was respectful and I'm nice to every single person I came in contact with. And
yeah.
That's what people are going to take away from you.
And how does that translate then into your professional principles and how to treat people?
Yeah, I treat people with respect. I mean, like, we're in the business world and, you know, my job as a chamber director is to listen. And you listen a lot. You listen to struggles as a community and a business. You listen to successes and you celebrate that. And, you know, it's just listening all the time. And then you're being respectful, you know, to the point that you are helping them. They are trusting you.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, you know, you want to be respectful. They're trusting you with their business. They're trusting you with their friendship and their relationship, and that you are there to help them. And that's what I do, is help people. And so, you know, I think it easily translates into the business world, because if you are a storyteller and you're a relationship builder,
mm-hmm.
you want to be nice and you want
right.
to be respectful and you want to listen and you want to take that passion that you have inside of you and you want to share it with everyone. I just love to help people. And I'm like that as a person. As Kavanaugh, and I like that as when I put my, you know, my chamber director hat on every single day, is I am here to help people, and I know that's why I was put here, is to help.
And if you could wrap all of that up into one ball of string and present that to a young woman who's just graduating college, mm-hmm. or maybe not graduating college, but has some years after high school and has an idea, whether it's entrepreneurial or whatever, what kind of advice or guidance would you give that young girl or that young woman?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Under no, you know, any circumstance, don't give up. Just don't. Don't give up. You may not know what you're doing. And you may be, like you had said before, everybody else has it figured out and I don't. They mm-hmm. do not. And you may not have it figured out, but try something. Keep trying, keep failing, and don't give up. And don't let anyone around you influence that. And surround yourself with a village of people, because they are out there, you know, especially in our specific community, is there are so many people that want to help you, and it can be so overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
Accept it and open that and open your heart to that and just take that drive that you have for your idea or a career or a person or whatever a cause would be and just do it and just awesome. Keep doing it.
Before we close, I'm going to catch you off guard here.
Okay.
Because you kind of made me, you've got me thinking here. And especially as a man, I want to ask you this question so that you can give a good message to young women. You talked about surround yourself with people who support you and whatnot. And let's face it, part of growing up is finding a relationship. We all want to find a significant other mm-hmm. that we can feel good about and who makes us feel good. Mm-hmm. What advice would you give to a young woman? And I'm not sure how I want to phrase this either. What advice do you have for all women really in relationships while they are chasing their dreams?
Yes. Oh,
because also in these days, especially in this last year or so, I try to keep my ear open as a man. Mm-hmm. You know, I try to listen to women and women across the nation and the world, really. And I'm hearing a lot these days the talk of the patriarchy and it being in this conversation, this dialogue has gone on for decades. Mm-hmm. Of it's a society run by men. I think women have come a long way in working towards balancing the scales. I also recognize there's a long way to go. Equal pay is one mm-hmm. thorn in
absolutely
one bee in my bonnet. But still, you know, we do, men and women, we kind of need each other.
Of course we need each other.
So how do you chase your dreams as a young woman and not get held back by a man?
Held back or trying to change too. Like, you know, you get into a relationship and you start changing maybe for that person and you know, maybe not really who you are. I believe first and foremost, never let the fire inside of you die.
Right.
Never let it burn out.
Good.
And when it comes to a relationship with someone, is you can do both. You can chase your dreams and you can chase your career or the cause or whatever you're doing in your life, whether it be small or large, and you can still find someone in a relationship. Because at the end of the day, if they're not with you and they are not supporting you and they are not in your corner and your biggest cheerleader,
mm-hmm.
then let's move on. You know,
right?
Like, you know, they will follow because, you know, that light inside of you is what's going to attract someone. And there is, you know, a man or a woman that wants to be a part of that and wants, you know, and loves you because that's who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's most important that you are first.
I'm going to speak as a young woman, though. Okay. I'm going to put my young girl hat on.
Please.
Okay. Kavanaugh, you say that, but what if he doesn't follow me? What if I end up alone? What man's going to want me then? If I'm just all about myself, what man's going to want me? I'm going to end up dying alone. What do I do?
I know. And I have been there. I've had relationships and I have been there. I have even changed myself for someone, you know, or, you know, change maybe some interests or my mood even, you know, and personality. And, you know, it may not seem like it's going to happen, but it's going to happen. And, you know, on top of that, you know, I have to say, and it's brutally honest, is if it doesn't happen, you have to be okay with being alone.
Thank you.
You have to be okay with that. And that's something that you have to work on. But, you know, that is always a possibility.
But you're never really alone, are you?
You're not really.
You might not have that male companionship, but if you're a strong, powerful woman who sticks to her vision, you're going to be surrounded by what? Women. Who are strong and powerful and have a vision.
You're going to have that tribe.
Yes, thank you.
So you're not truly alone.
Yep.
But again, it's one of those things that, you know, is always in a possibility. You could be in a relationship and then, you don't know, 10 years from now, you could be alone.
That's right.
You're not alone, you know, in that relationship. But mm-hmm. you have to be okay with that.
Yep. And that's where we can end then with women empowering each other, not tearing each other down.
Absolutely. It is crucial in any sort of setting in your life. I mean, I'm talking professionally, women supporting women, women's rights, you know, women CEOs, women mm-hmm. run organizations, women owned businesses. and supporting
I'm retired Navy, women admirals and generals.
Absolutely. Women everywhere. We're already everywhere. We all know we basically run the world anyways.
We have a woman as a vice president
exactly.
of the United States.
Exactly. And so, you know, and support each other and don't bully and, you know, push each other down. And yeah. Because, you know, we are all more alike than what we think, you know. Just by being a woman right then and there, we tick a certain way.
You sure do.
We sure do. And, you know, it is just so important to always have each other's backs.
Right on.
And support those causes.
Any parting words for our listeners on Women's History Month?
Keep doing you.
Kavanaugh, thanks for being with us
Thank
today.
Thank you.